This is TSC Now, a podcast by the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance.
Hello, and welcome to TSC Now, a podcast by the Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. I'm your host, Dan Klein. This is a special early episode because today, February 8th, is the first day of the first ever Seizure Action Plan Awareness Week. In November, a collaboration of three nonprofit organizations, the TS Alliance, the Dravet Syndrome Foundation, and the Lennox-Gastaut Syndrome, otherwise known as LGS Foundation, launched the Seizure Action Plan Coalition to educate people with epilepsy, their caregivers, and healthcare professionals about seizure emergency rescue protocols and the importance of personalized seizure action plans. As part of this effort, the group is recognizing Seizure Action Plan Awareness Week to coincide with International Epilepsy Awareness Day on February 8th. You can learn more about this effort at seizureactionplans.org. This month's episode is sponsored by Noema Pharma. And in recognition of Seizure Action Plan Awareness Week, today's episode will be all about their upcoming clinical trial to treat seizures common in TSC. A Swiss biotech company, Noema, is investigating a novel substance which has shown some positive effects in laboratory models related to TSC. The substance is called basimglurant, and it affects the activity of glutamate, an important molecule used by many neurons to communicate with other neurons in the brain by acting on a receptor for glutamate called mGluR5. The company is setting up clinical trials to test whether the effects seen in the laboratory may also be seen in people. Today, to better understand what is mGluR5 and what role it plays in TSC, I'm joined by Ipa Elgersma, professor of molecular neuroscience and head of research at the Department of Clinical Genetics and director of the Encore Expertise Center of Neurodevelopment Disorders at the Erasmus Medical Center in the Netherlands, and John Kemp, chief scientific officer at Noema.
Here's my conversation with Ipa and John.
So to begin, John, perhaps you can tell me, what is mGluR5?
mGluR5 is the shortened name for metabotropic glutamate receptor 5. It's a subprotein that's found mainly in the brain, and its role, along with other receptors, is to receive signals transmitted by glutamate between neuronal cells. This transmission is important for the normal function of the brain, and abnormal overactivity at mGluR5 can lead to increased excitability of neurons, which might potentially lead to sudden uncontrolled electrical disturbance called seizure or epilepsy.
And Ipa, just for our listeners who may not be familiar, what is TSC?
Well, TSC stands for tuberous sclerosis complex. And as you probably know, the TSC is caused by inherited or de novo mutations in either the TSC1 or the TSC2 gene. Now, this gene produces two distinct proteins called hamartin and tuberin. And these proteins work together to inhibit the activation of another very important protein in the cell called mTOR. mTOR has a major effect on the synthesis of proteins in the cell. And consequently, cell growth, if it's not regulated well, it will lead to abnormal cell differentiation and the development of those cells. And these enlarged cells are actually seen in the TSC brain lesions. mTOR is therefore considered a key factor in the mechanism that leads to tuberous sclerosis complex.
So now that we understand what mGluR5 is and what TSC is, Ipa, can you tell me what role mGluR5 could play in TSC?
Yes, there are substances called allosteric modulators which have an effect on mGluR5 receptors, and they can up or downregulate the activity of mGluR5 by binding to the receptor and change how that receptor responds to the stimuli. And they can be positive, so-called positive allosteric modulators, or PAMs, leading to increased activity of the receptor, or they can be negative, so-called negative allosteric modulators, or NAMs, leading to decreased activity of the receptors. Now, for simplicity, we will refer to these as positive modulators and negative modulators in this podcast. mGluR5 receptors are present in many areas of the brain typically affected in TSC, and they're also found in non-cancerous brain tumors known as SAGAs, which are typically for TSC. Now, very recent research into the drugs acting as mGluR5 negative modulators shows that they could be used as a treatment of some central nervous system conditions and possibly also in epilepsy associated with TSC. And this could be a new mechanism of action for treating seizures associated with TSC.
Wow, that's really exciting. John, can you tell us a little bit about what we do know about regulating mGluR5?
So negative modulators of mGluR5 are being tested as possible new treatments for seizures in TSC. An animal study looking at this mechanism was published by Dr. Sahin and colleagues at the Department of Neurology at Harvard Medical School in Boston, USA, in 2018. These scientists performed a set of experiments in transgenic animals, mice whose genes have been altered to have a low activity of the TSC genes to imitate the root cause of tuberous sclerosis complex. They're also called TSC knockdown mice. In the first experiment, they downregulated the activity of mGluR5 using a negative modulator, or NAM, of mGluR5, which led to a reduction in the frequency and duration of seizures in these animals by 65%. The other experiment did the opposite. TSC knockdown mice received a positive modulator of mGluR5, which potentiated its function and led to more frequent and longer seizures. This demonstrates that downregulating the activity of mGluR5 has an impact on seizure severity in these animal models. Studies in TSC knockdown mice also outline two paths linking mGluR5 with increased rates of protein synthesis, a key factor in the mechanism of TSC. The two pathways are called the MEK-ERT pathway and the mTOR signaling pathway we've already heard about. It was shown that the negative modulation of mGluR5 normalized the increased rates of protein synthesis found in brain cells with knockdown TSC function.
Finally, Ipa, what do these experiments tell us?
Yes, then these findings from the Sahin lab really suggest that there are two parallel roles of mGluR5 that lead to the abnormal changes in brain function related to TSC, in particular to the uncontrolled electrical disturbance resulting in the seizures. Inhibiting mGluR5 function leads to a reduction of the hyperactivity of neurons and to a normalization of the overactive protein synthesis. And these findings suggest that if we can negatively regulate mGluR5, we could have a very effective medicine for TSC-associated seizures.
Great. Well, thank you, John and Ipa, for sharing some of the findings that are underpinning this clinical trial.
You're very welcome.
My thanks again to Ipa and John.
So now that we've learned about the animal study with basimglurant, now it's time to learn about what these animal studies might tell us about bringing seizure control to individuals with TSC. And to learn more, we're joined by Ali Mostojalim, Associate Professor of Neurology and Director of the Epilepsy Service and Tuberous Sclerosis Clinic at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital of Oakland, and George Garibaldi, Chief Medical Officer at Noema. Here's my conversation with Ali and George. Ali and George, thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So, Ali, we'll start with you. How can the knowledge from these animal studies bring value to individuals with TSC?
Well, the Swiss biotech company Noema has been investigating a substance which has a very strong effect on downregulating mGluR5, and it does so specifically in the brain. This compound's called basimglurant, and it functions as a negative allosteric modulator of mGluR5. We plan on testing the mechanism that was previously explained. Noema is setting up clinical trials to test whether this effect, which was proven in animal studies by research at Harvard, could also be effective and safe for usage in people. There are a number of good things about the function of basimglurant, but first and foremost, it produces a strong effect and acts specifically in the organ it needs to impact in the disease we are targeting, tuberous sclerosis. And it works, namely, in the brain.
And George, what do we know about the use of basimglurant in people so far?
The name of the investigational therapy that will be used in this study is basimglurant, or Noema 101. This molecule has been used in clinical trials already. In recent years, it has been studied in people with two different conditions, depression and developmental delay in a genetic disorder also called Fragile X. The efficacy in these two populations were less pronounced than it was expected. However, in these trials, the drug was found to be safe and went to tolerated. Over 300 healthy volunteers received the drug either once or repeatedly. Further, over 300 people with the two conditions we mentioned before were treated in clinical trials, and overall, basimglurant was well tolerated. 88 out of these people were children and adolescents, age 5 to 18 years. They had similar side effects as adults, and none of the side effects led to withdrawal of participants from the study. The most common side effects were upper respiratory tract infections, aggression, vomiting, and headache, as well as fever. These adverse events were in general mild in nature and resolved where patients were on drug. Yet, we need to remember that basimglurant is an investigational drug and there is still a lot to learn about it. The learnings from the animal experiments and how mGlur5-NAM works and the experience from the earlier human studies, however, seem to be sufficient ground to study it further in children and adolescents with tuberous sclerosis complex.
My thanks again to Ali and George for joining me and for providing important context about the efficacy of basimglurant in preclinical trials and the safety of the drug in trials in other disease states. So now that we've learned about the potential of a clinical trial looking at basimglurant, let's learn about an upcoming clinical trial from Noema looking at just that. And to learn more, I'm joined by Renata Lazarova, VP of Development and the Pediatric Programs at Noema, and Steve Roberts, Chief Scientific Officer at the TS Alliance. Here's my conversation with Renata and Steve. Renata and Steve, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Pleasure to be here.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Dan.
So, Renata, I'll start with you. What will this trial look like?
So we will study basimglurant in children 5 years of age till 18. And the condition is that these patients have seizures associated with tuberous sclerosis complex, which are not sufficiently controlled by their current treatments. The whole study will last a total of 30 weeks and will be run in several clinical centers located across the US, Canada, Australia, and the UK. The study will compare basimglurant against placebo, which is a sugar pill, and measure how effective basimglurant is in controlling seizures and also how safe it is, of course. To get the comparison, each participant will take the investigational drug for one part of the study and placebo for the other part of the study. This all in addition to their ongoing regular anticonvulsive medication. So we will not leave anyone without their medication. And having then the two on the top will allow us to compare the difference between the investigational drug, basimglurant, and the placebo for each person individually. During the whole study, we will closely monitor everyone to ensure that if there are any potential side effects, that we identify them early and that we can ensure that they are managed really well. Few of the visits will be in the clinic. However, the majority we want to have for patient to be at home to make sure that the study is not too much of a burden for the participating family. The study medication, it's capsules. They will be taken orally, or for anyone with either small children or children with swallowing difficulties, the capsule can be sprinkled over an applesauce. So after the completion of 30 weeks in the study, those patients who are having positive treatment effect, and of course those who are interested to continue, will be offered the possibility to continue on the treatment up to another year.
So Renata, with basimglurant being an investigational drug, I'm sure there are several questions that still need to be answered. And of course, most importantly, how will you know that the drug adequately controls seizures?
So yes, definitely. That's our first question. So the participants in the study will continue receiving their regular treatment, the one that they had before they started the trial, and will take basimglurant in addition to that. We will then measure the impact of the new treatment on the frequency and severity of seizures, as well as number of days without seizures. And we will compare how it was at the beginning of the study and how it was at the end of the study.
So then if you find the drug to be effective, how do you ultimately get to an optimal dose?
That's definitely the second really important question, because we need to find an optimal dose for basimglurant, which is well tolerated on one side, but also effectively controls the seizures. And this might differ based on the type of seizures the patients have, on their age, weight, gender, and ultimately really on each individual. So to find that optimal dose, we will start with a low dose at the beginning and increase it in small weekly steps for up to 5 weeks until we identify that optimal dose for each individual. And once we have that, this will then be the dose on which the person continues for the rest of this study phase.
So I know George earlier talked about the safety of the drug in other disease states. So then a related question as you're figuring out the dose, how will you determine whether the drug is safe in people with TSC?
So we will observe all trial participants in the doctor's clinic in regular intervals, where we will assess their physical as well as mental health status. We will also draw some blood and collect urine samples for laboratory analysis. And between the clinic visits, there will be checks done by the doctor who will record any unexpected events over the telephone or a computer, just to allow remote contact.
And then a final question for you, you know, so much of TSC is its impact on the quality of life. So how will you get to know the impact of the treatment as it's perceived by both the person receiving the treatment and their caregiver?
So we started to talk to TSC community very early, already when we started to design this program, and we learned many things. And one thing that we learned was that this condition has a much more profound impact on the person with TSC and on their families. So in addition to seizures, the families need to deal with other issues such as behavioral or developmental symptoms, which are sometimes even more significant. And as TSC has such a deep impact on the family and on the community around them, we want to pay special attention to this aspect. And we'll be recording how they perceive the impact of the treatment. So we will be asking the caregiver to report on their overall impression of how symptoms changed, how the treatment is impacting their functioning at school and at social activities. And we will also include an additional question. And this one will explore what are the TSC symptoms that are the most troubling to patients and to the families, and how these are impacted then by the treatment, and how serious that is and how that seriousness changes during the duration of the trial.
That's great. I think it's great that you all are looking at the other symptoms and manifestations that affect quality of life in TSC as part of this trial to better understand the entire experience. My next question is for you, Steve. Noema is a new partner of the TS Alliance. Why have we started working with Noema?
Thanks, Dan. So what we realized very early on is that Noema is truly patient-centric. And what we mean by that is they're really focused on having a positive impact for the individual. So they sought collaboration with the TS Alliance and people living with TSC very early in the development process. And so we connected when they started to design their clinical program, not afterwards. They invited TSC scientific experts to their advisory board. They proactively engaged with TSC families. And, you know, in that advisory board, a contribution from a parent who was invited to the board was considered equally valid and as important as those of the attending scientists, clinicians, and drug developers. So Noema's collaborative approach, focusing on the needs of individuals with TSC, aligns very well with the TS Alliance's goals to provide earlier diagnosis and offer better treatments so that those living with TSC can truly live their lives to their full potential.
And now that Noema is getting ready to launch this clinical trial, what are the next steps?
So Noema's clinical study with their negative allosteric modulator of MGluR5 will start in the spring of 2021 and will recruit participants across the US and Canada, the UK and Australia, as Renata mentioned. So for information, including the list of sites, when those become available, please check the TS Alliance website, or you can contact Joanne Nakagawa directly at the TS Alliance at jnakagawa@tsalliance.org or at our main phone number, 301-562-9890.
Renata and Steve, thank you so much for sharing information on this exciting new clinical trial.
That's great to be here.
Thank you, Dan.
Our thanks again to Noema Pharma for participating in this podcast and sponsoring this episode. To find out more about Noema Pharma, visit www.noemapharma.com. We will share more information about Noema's upcoming clinical trial and how you or your loved one can enroll on social media, on our website, and in our e-newsletter, TSC Matters, as soon as it becomes available. I'll put the link to subscribe to the e-newsletter in the show notes so you don't miss any updates. Remember to also check out SeizureActionPlans.org to learn more about Seizure Action Plan Awareness Week. You can participate in the conversation on social media using the hashtag SAPAW2021. That will do it for this episode of TSC Now. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to TSC Now. Our theme song is Take Charge by Young Presidents. You can find all our episodes at tsalliance.org/TSCNow. Thanks for listening.